Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
60 bags. You go and get a player that becomes one of your club's best players ever in the position. That's a 10.
10.
That's a 10.
The best January transfer ever.
It's the best January transfer ever.
That's the biggest transfer ever.
Imagine 60 bags, you could have Seamus Coleman in your crib. You know what I'm saying?
I'll go shop Seamus.
No, but you have to pay him. Hey,
you got
to
pay him weekly.
You got to pay him weekly.
I was just saying, isn't it? Yeah, 60 bands.
He was short him so quick.
Boys, I got a Seamus Coleman for sale.
Big man, Jamaica, it ruined the New Year's resolution. I am finished.
Is it?
Not healthy.
You ain't got time to prepare a complete balanced meal? Huel's got you covered.
Serious? Well, this podcast is sponsored by Huel. That is H-U-E-L, the world's leading complete nutrition brand trusted by millions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe us? Take a leap and join the community of Huligans with this exclusive offer. Tell them, Paul.
New customers get 10% off plus a free gift with the code FILTHYFELLAS at Huel.com.
No time to cook or prep? Huel's got you covered. Designed by experts, it provides all the nutrients the body needs.
Seriously?
And it's delicious.
All right, our personal favorite here is the Black Edition Ready to Drink. 35 grams of protein and 27 vitamins and minerals in just one bottle. And it's affordable.
That is 10% off and a free gift with the code FILTHYFELLAS.
Unlock a healthier, easier way to eat with Huel so you can focus on what really matters. Dan, I'll be honest with you. I went Jamaica. I've never been so happy. And to even look at the airport is smaller than the average house in England. Like the duty free is a shelf.
That's it.
And I was still happy
bro,
to be home, Jamaica.
Bro, it's home. Home. It's home.
There's something like about Kingston. It.
Yeah, it's like home. Kingston. It's home. It's home, man.
Wait, Jordy, what's home?
Jamaica.
Jordy might be Jamaican. He's Congolese. So it's all the same
might
thing
be,
anyway.
Yeah. Well, they say you Gambia.
You're
Gambia
the only
is
Congolese
Jamaica.
Man that I had to find out from someone else that you were Congolese. You know, like someone else told me you were Congolese.
Well, then you didn't listen to me then.
You don't say it.
I say it all the time. What are you talking about?
You say you're from Essex.
What an interesting week of football, boys, though. Steve-O said he's come here on smoke because he believes his team is better than...
I didn't say that. Don't do that.
All right, sorry.
He's got a snood on.
Listen to me, yeah?
Why are you dressed like that?
So you lot... Let's listen to what I'm saying.
I can't even say
so
it.
So you lot... You lot give me corn and you lot tell me I shouldn't be able to talk. And this goes for the people on Twitter and the crowd and all of this because of my team.
Of course.
Ain't as good as your team.
Of course, Twitter.
Right? We are ahead of Tottenham.
Uh-oh.
No, that's a lie. Yeah. We're ahead of Tottenham. Yeah. We're level with Man United.
Yeah.
But we're having such a bad
what
season.
What position is that?
Yeah, we're having,
we're having
a worse
what
season.
What position is that? Because you're moving like that seventh. What position is
that?
No, bro, you know three more and you're out of it. You know that.
Bro, no, don't get it twisted. You're
out of
that.
It.
No one, certain man can't get onto you, innit?
Okay.
But.
No, but they can. This is it, Lips. They can.
Yeah, but
and
bro,
I can get onto you too.
Yeah. I like it. There's
I
no
hear
rules. Everyone can get onto everyone.
Go on, Jody.
I want to play a game quickly, boys, yeah? It's called Numpty or Lowim. Yeah? Uh-huh. Let's start with...
What is Numpty?
That's a good game.
Numpty's like...
Egypt. You don't know what you're doing. Egypt.
I don't even think we're allowed to say Numpty anymore.
What does it mean?
Idiot or allow it.
So let's go... Idiot or allow it. I changed the name.
Yeah, Idiot or allow it.
Yeah? Why are you so stuck?
I've never heard Numpty ever in my life.
You've never
why
heard Numpty?
Why are you saying it again?
What, is it offensive?
It no. Might be.
No, it's not, man. It's not. All right. The first person we're bringing on trial for Idiot or allow it is Ange Postecoglou.
Hey,
allow it.
Is there an idiot or should we allow it?
Allow him? Why? He's an idiot, bro.
Can I tell you why maybe we could allow him?
Because he's Australian.
Yeah.
Oh Lenny my Euro. God.
Lenny.
He's got bare injuries.
This is why we're not winning.
No, but Lenny's that poet. Lenny is playing like how poet is.
He's playing like me, fam. It's me. I can't figure out who the real one is.
He's a manager of fans that last year wanted to give up Champions League just for Arsenal to win the...
But that's why he's an idiot anyway.
No, bro. But do you know what? I might allow him because last season he was vexed and all the Spurs fans were celebrating Son missing that one-on-one that denied us the title.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You lot were happy to lose.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you his stinker. His stinker is this.
Go on.
Second season. He promised.
He might, though.
They're still in the cup. He might.
I hear you.
He might.
They're in the half final. Carabao.
Who they got?
1-0 up against us.
They're 1-0 up against Liverpool.
If they do it, they got to let him run. They got to let him see it.
Can I say something?
They're still in the FA Cup. They're still in Europa.
Yeah. Like, what he said is way on still. I don't know if this word. Is that...
No, it's not.
I don't think it's
It went so quiet. You wasn't sure.
I don't think it's Lidge, but it's slang.
So, Idra or Lowen?
I'm loud.
Until he loses, like, and not, he's
don't
out
think
all the
he's
cups.
Lost.
No, until he's out all of the cups. He's focusing on cups.
Do you know what? Steve, I'm with you, because there's two different approaches. Yeah. The league approach and the cup approach is completely different. So if he's still in all the cups, obviously.
He's going to knock Liverpool
bro,
out.
They're below West Ham in the thing.
They've lost more than United.
That's bad, man.
It's bad.
That is bad.
Very bad.
Let's have it right. They're not just losing unfortunate like refs against them. They're going out on kamikaze missions and just
but let me say something. If you at the start of the season say at the second season I win trophies and you win a trophy, he might be solidified.
But also you gotta take in consideration he's got big injuries, man.
But he rushed back Van de Ven just to hurt him.
I hear you, but he's still got big injuries.
All right,
injuries.
You say that, but who's got the most injuries in the league? Bournemouth. What do they do to Newcastle? So I'm not hearing the injury argument.
It's not about how many injuries. It's how many injuries affect your starting 11.
But if he you've got the most injuries in the league, Bournemouth had 6 youth team players on the bench on Saturday against Newcastle. 6 youth team players.
He plays 3 fullbacks.
Who's ever called him P?
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
He plays 3 fullbacks.
No, as much as you say that, man. As much as you say that, bro. If you watch these games, they're not losing because of these players, bro. They're losing because of the way they play, bro. No, they're a decent team, though. It's weird.
With Udogi, Van de Ven, Romero, and Porro, they're a stronger team.
He forces them to play out the back. Yeah, no matter what the circumstances are. Yeah, no matter who's playing there. Yeah, he bought Archie Gray. He bought Vooge. He bought flipping.
Who's that? The Dragonstone.
Yeah, bro. Like,
Dragonstone.
He's buying vampires, bro. Like,
he's bought this new keeper.
I like Bergvall.
He's a baller.
Bergvall's all right. Baller. Did they buy him though? Or did he come up?
Yeah, bought him.
And they've bought a new young keeper. King's decent shot stopper again. Who
Kinky.
All these keepers are.
Kinky.
Oh,
Kinky.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
But now he's making mistakes now because he's getting them to play all the time, short. He's now making mistakes. So
Egypt or Lowen?
I think he's an Egypt, but Lowen.
Yeah, I think he's an Egypt, but Lowen. Dan.
Because it's Spurs, isn't it?
No,
he's
Egypt.
Not doing that with anyone else. But he gets, because he's in transition.
This episode of Filthy Fellas is sponsored by Saily.
Bro, what's Saily?
Well, Lippy, it's a new eSIM brought to you by the creators of NordVPN.
Ooh. NordVPN.
eSIMs give you internet connections wherever you travel in the world and save you money on roaming fees, loons.
What?
It's cold. You're planning on traveling, right?
Huh? Yeah.
With Saily, you can access eSIMs in over 180 countries, so it doesn't matter how bad the Wi-Fi is out there.
Oh.
You see?
Cool.
Save money on roaming fees when traveling. Plus, once Saily is installed on your phone, that's it. No need for a new eSIM in different countries.
Just zooms out.
You're dead there.
Remember, you can download Saily in the App Store by scanning the QR code on the screen.
Use code FILTHYFELLAS at the checkout to get 15% off your first purchase.
The details are in the description below.
Next up on the stand, Ruben Amorim. Egypt or Lowen?
Egypt.
Nah, Lowen.
You can't low him, bro.
I'm lowing him.
What's going on?
You got small thumbs. Egypt or Lowen?
You got to low him. You can't.
Why do you have to low him, Lippy?
He's coming to this mess, yeah.
In December,
he's managed to do something. Like, you lot, at least you lot believe. Like, you lot believe so much that I believe a little
bit. Do you though?
But Lippy,
I believe, yeah.
Do you believe?
I don't think you believe he's good, but I think you believe that he's not terrible.
I believe he needs an opportunity to get his own player.
I believe they have to believe because that's all they got.
No,
that's
but
that's a lot of believing, but
that's it. That's all you got, man.
I believe that he shouldn't play the formation he plays until he gets in the right team. Because me playing in a three, you saw me in a three. It doesn't look good.
I think he's stuck, you know. I'll be honest. When he came in, he was saying all the right things.
He was.
But there's only so many losses you're allowed to take. Let's be honest. They got away with one the other day when Ahmad scored last minute. Yeah.
They should have lost almost pretty much every.
But the hat-trick was against the bottom team. That's what we got to remember. The hat-trick was against the bottom team. It's the
bro,
worst.
Listen, I'm telling them
the worst point ever.
They bro, they were getting controlled. Like, I don't know what's going on with that team, but they can't control matches.
That's a fact.
So they were better under Ruud van Nistelrooy.
I agree. We were better under Van Nistelrooy.
I believe. It's just we're playing I believe, innit? Yeah. So I believe, yeah.
I believe in a thing, Kandler.
I believe if they get certain signings that they believe they need, yeah. That midfield two of Ugarte and Mainoo, or Ugarte and Casemiro, or Ugarte and the other guy, or whoever way you want to mix those two.
I believe.
Is not good enough to challenge.
I got a game
for the top four.
Never have I ever seen a manager bounce this bad. This ain't a manager bounce, bro. The ball's flat.
Two wins in ten.
There's nothing.
2 wins in 10.
This
is
disgusting, bro.
I believe like, 2 wins in 10 is sackable.
I've been asking. What's the opposite of a bounce?
The only reason I'm saying. When did he take control?
Like Boxing Day or something.
There you go, man. That's a mad thing. Like, I think for now, yeah. Obviously, we're not playing the game no more. But for now, you got to allow him.
Egypt allow him.
Let January finish.
No, but I like the one. Sorry, you're doing Egypt allow it. You're doing
never. We're playing two different games.
I'm gonna say I dare.
Yo, so you're daring now.
Man said, yeah, that's all right. I like that.
Man, them don't want to stick to the script ever, you know. They always got throwing it.
Truth or dare?
Your thing.
Idiot or allow him. Ah.
What?
No, he's gone back.
That's good.
Going back to the thing, man. You got the laugh. Yeah. Back.
I got the laugh. That was cool.
That's cold.
Come on, man. I'm from the old school where they get time. I've seen an Alex Ferguson, the last game, going to get kicked up, like going to get sacked.
How old is he?
Wins it. I think it was 92, was it? 1990?
No, that's when they won it.
What?
89, 88?
Nah, they were doing well there.
88.
No, 86.
What do you mean you saw that?
Well, I remember watching it back. And Mark Robbins. Hey, Mark Robbins.
Coach Steve.
Arsenal won it in 89. Just last Steve, minute. Man.
Mark 2-0. Robbins. FA Cup, saved him, yeah? Went on to do wonderful things after this. Okay, so who knows, Ruben could do that.
Lippy,
one
allow.
Thing, I'm allowing him for now because I let the January window go, but one thing that is kind of stupid that he does is I think forcing the shape, it's not it. Man.
It's not it, bro.
You don't have the players for this.
I'm badding up Rashford.
And he had, what did he say? Oh, the second you change your plans, like you're finished as a coach. No, you're not. Football's football, you got
no,
exactly.
No, he said his philosophy. You change his philosophy.
Your philosophy could be the same. Your philosophy could be the same and have a different formation.
But he said he could do the formation, but he's on about.
He ain't got a play. Fit, bro. Look who's playing as wing back.
There's no one in any position works. The striker don't work. The two tens, wingers, whatever they are, they don't work. No wing
back. Let's talk about how he left Poet out in the desert.
You still ain't answered.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I'm still saying allow him though.
You saying allow him?
Poet. Yeah,
it's too early, man.
Idris or allow him?
I'm afraid I think at the end of the season, I've got to just say he's at Egypt. For now, we allow him because you don't want anyone any so more problems.
He's at Egypt in the future.
It's been like a month.
It's been a month, but yeah. You know what I've seen from this month? My only problem is if you haven't got the players to complete the task, stop pretending you do. When Arteta came in at Arsenal, I remember Arteta playing various formations and then ending with 4-3. I remember when we beat Liverpool, I think we played like 4-4-2, and this is early on. So I'm saying until you get the team that you want, play the players that can play a formation that can get you results. Because this is, as much as you like it or not, football is so much a results business right now. I wish it was back in the day where you can give people time, like when Gareth Bale almost signed for Birmingham on loan. But them days are done. You need to get results now. And personally, I think he's a great manager, just in the wrong job.
So he's at Egypt?
Unfortunate. In Egypt because of circumstances.
Yeah, circumstantial idiot.
Everyone's giving it, he's got asterisks. There's no asterisks.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to agree, but just he's arrogant, he's ignorant, it's all of that. You know what I'm saying?
He's
just
arrogant and ignorant.
Yeah. The picking on, he's you see one thing, yeah?
He's a bully too.
Yeah.
Who's a bully?
Amarin.
Yeah. This is what
you're saying. He's arrogant, ignorant, and a bully.
Yeah. What I believe is, no matter what you hear about me, yeah, you can have a little bit of opinion, but you still got to meet me before you judge me.
Yeah, I hear that.
Do you get what I'm saying? He's walked in there, and Ten Hag must have it on his board in under red right in Rashford.
Later.
I knew he needed to.
Do you know Ten Hag and Rashford are both linked to Dortmund?
Is it? See, oh God. But there you go. But yeah, I just don't like how.
So
he's
at Egypt.
And I think that has got something to do with the team not performing, because he's the top boy in that change room. He's the Manchester lad. He's been there the longest, probably. Yeah, man. Yeah, he's the top boy in that change room. So, and they've alienated him. It's going to affect the players.
Dan.
So, idiot.
Egypt, allow him.
I'm looking at this United team, and I'm looking at where he's come from. And I personally think this United team will probably be top three in Portugal. I just think this is his level.
Wow.
I think he's not good enough for the Prem. You certainly don't adapt quick enough.
Yeah.
You can spend 6 months trying to get your thing right. You'll be 18th, mate. I'll be honest, and out of it. So he's an idiot.
You don't have this
idiot.
Time
he's
over here.
Idiot. He's at United, you know. This is one of the big clubs in the world, bro. You can't behave like this.
The teams you're losing to and the way you're losing, even the way you're winning. Like you said, we watched that Southampton at the end.
Bro, you know how mad it is when you're losing and you deserve to lose and you're winning and you deserve to lose. It's over. Get out of here.
Is it Egypt?
He's Egypt.
All right, man.
Next up on the stand.
Did I say what he was?
Yeah, you said allow him. You said give him time. Mark Robbins.
I did.
88.
Mm. I forgot.
See, he remembered.
Nah, it's taking long. I forgot.
All right, who should we bring up to the stand next? Enzo or Arteta?
Enzo, please.
Enzo Fernandez. Enzo? Which one?
Enzo, Maresca.
Maresca, why?
Well, you know why?
You know why?
Last season.
He was there. How many points was he off?
All right, Enzo Maresca's on the stand. Egypt, allow him.
Yeah, he's on the stand. Because that energy you just gave for that, brother, let's give the same energy now.
Gotcha, go
on. How about?
Come on, Gillette.
So, this geezer, how many points was he off City at one stage? Liverpool a few weeks ago.
Six.
Close.
Six, right?
Yeah.
With all the momentum.
Mm.
And he's falling off.
But do you know
what? It's an idiot team, bro.
Nah, man.
There's other teams.
Lost to Ipswich.
See, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but say Forest fall off.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can't say they're idiots. Like, it's okay. Sometimes the other teams just catch up. So, like, City gave Ipswich 6-0 the other day. Like, they're getting warm. So, it's, yeah. So, it's a thing where.
Yeah.
You can't.
All right.
He's not idiot.
Maybe I'm clowning, man. Listen, I like Maresca.
So, we completely allow him. Is that what we're saying?
You know why you have to allow him as well, yeah? Everyone said this big squad will be a problem. And
he's
managing it quite well.
He's done well.
Like, there's certain man want to leave and Nkunku and all of this. He's still managing it. It's no chaos. It's no alienating man or anything.
I saw that they're linked with Garnacho, funnily enough.
That's terrible.
That is kind of stinking.
All right, Jordy. What did Jordy say?
I think it's the homegrown thing, isn't it? Obviously, like, we don't fancy it.
Really?
You ain't got
enough homegrown in your team. Are you joking, mate?
Oh, I'll tell you one thing. One thing you lot have done that is crazy is you've called Chalobah back and slapped a 40 mil price tag on him. That's bullying.
That's not crazy. Balance the books, man.
Palace look at him like what?
Bro, that's business, bro.
Now, we need bread. Do you get it?
That's business.
We've got to balance these books. And now,
do we still own? Did we sell Tavares?
No, I think he's on loan.
Yeah, we should do that with him.
We looking good.
No, bring him back and put money on him.
It sounds like Maresca Busquets, so Arteta's last up on the stand.
Do you know what? Idiot, definitely.
So my
it's a
lord.
Different idiot. It's a different kind of
he's
idiot.
A different idiot.
So it's like, he's the, you see, in idiot world, that's what all the idiots want to be, innit?
He's an idiot with a chain.
Yeah, because he's like, he's in that, nah, facts. He's in that golden era where it's like, he's not unsackable, but the results are going to make him unsackable, innit? He's going to come second or third again, not spend dangerous money this window. It's a golden, that's where you want to be as an idiot manager.
Do you know what I think? The sad thing is this season is the only, I mean, I don't fully agree with you, but I do gear towards green with you just because of the performances half this idiot. Season. Yeah, half idiot. The rest of the seasons, I think idiot. There's far too much pressure put on him. My man got the job and it was COVID a month later and there was no one in the stadium. So for him to go through all of that and be where he is today, I think is sick. But with no trophies, and I'm not going to do what all Arsenal fans say in 5 years and all of that, because we weren't worthy of winning a trophy in 5 years. But in the past 2 years,
should
have been a bit of silverware, something. A community show is not enough.
Even a final.
A final. Ain't even a final. A
Half.
Sorry, we're in a semi, my brother.
Half.
Pause. I meant a Wembley semi, though.
Half. No, but all half. Jokes aside, right, man them. But all jokes aside, don't you think you got to kind of rate him? Horrible season, we all feel. But we've lost two league games.
Brother.
He's done things to keep us kind of in there. You feel
in 90 minutes, I think we've lost three games all season, I think, in 90 minutes. Totally. That's not that bad in January. But unfortunately, it's not enough, though.
No,
it's not enough.
As
sad as it
but
sounds.
But you know, this is where we have to have two separate conversations, innit? There's the titles and trophies conversation, and then there's the if you're a good manager. For me, that's two separate conversations. Because Ten Hag went and got you a trophy, wicked.
Yeah.
Full idiot. You understand? This
is where you are booted off the door.
Go on,
I'm here. I'm saying, allow him. Yeah? I think.
Really?
I'm saying, allow him. You know why I'm saying, allow him? I'm going to say, allow him. You've been a good team for two seasons. Yeah, two
it's
and a half.
Enough
this year.
Though.
No, two and a half. This is you're halfway through this one now.
All right, sweet. Yeah?
So you've been three seasons ago, your team was fifth. You lot had no aspirations. You lot had nothing. You see that first season you made that was ahead of the curve. I think
ahead.
I think you overperformed.
It was.
So I think judge him at the end of next season. I think your team's good enough. I think he's building something good. Me personally. I like that Arsenal's back in the mix of
in the conversation.
Yeah. You man weren't bro. You lot wasn't even. You lot.
You were idiots.
Like,
you
it's
were
just like, you didn't want to draw you in the FA Cup. That's it. You didn't want to draw you in the FA Cup. Full friend, you knew you're going at. Do you know what I mean? So I'm saying allow him.
So adding on to that. That being said, the fact that you're here calling your manager an idiot and he's brought you back from the depths of hell lips.
Hell.
Yeah, is the problem with your team. It's your fans,
let me land,
bro.
Let me land. We've left hell, we've gone to heaven.
Yeah?
He's with the angels now. He's gone to heaven, he started smoking crack.
No, he ain't.
Listen, let me land.
I like this analogy. Let him finish.
He's done enough to come land. Out of the downstairs. He's gone up now. He started doing too much. Havertz, Kiwior, straight away. As soon as man got into heaven, he did the mad thing. He showed straight away, I am a madman off the jump. So I kind of rate that.
Man go to heaven.
Dan, is he an idiot or allow him?
He's both.
Nah, he's not.
But there's not. Why do you allow him though? What has been?
Because you're one of the best teams,
even in Europe.
Yeah, because you are still one of the best teams.
I've never mentioned on the show. Yeah, I've never mentioned it because it's embarrassing. I only found out about 2 weeks ago, so I didn't have the information. But I don't know if it's true, but I think it's true. Because I remember
Jesus.
I heard...
He's dancing around this information.
Say it!
I got some bad boy information.
So apparently, Edu left because there was beef with Arteta over him getting Calafiori and Moreno. Arteta's kicking up a fuss, and apparently he done the same thing the year before or a couple years ago with Havertz.
Okay, Arteta didn't want them.
And yet... Edu and the rest of the club are saying, we do not want these players. Oh, and Arteta's saying, no, if you don't give me these players, you're not giving me the tools to win. Brother, Calafiori, Moreno, and Havertz.
You lot all thought they were good when you went there. So let's not do this.
So what, can't change our mind?
No, no.
You're moving like we. You're moving like all of us are faithful.
We're gonna let you go. Can I just say something? But the apology and when you find out that you're wrong has to be as loud, bro. Because you lot were going on like Havertz was wicked when we told you he's not a striker.
How about this?
Calafiore was.
How about this?
New Maldini.
But Broski, it don't matter what I think, bro. We're the fans, bro. If I say Saka's terrible, it don't mean nothing, bro. This social media world, is it, man's opinion holds too much
weight
now.
It's affecting your team, though. It has affected your team for years.
I don't know, man. I don't...
AFTV affected your team.
Yeah, but
your players come out and said it, Po.
Who?
The guy with the long hair, the Spanish guy that done the boots.
Bellerin. So let me just give that some context. Before AFTV, Bellerin wasn't performing. So if you want to use that as an excuse
I'm
afterwards...
saying what he said.
And I'm saying to you, people say things all the time. I don't have to believe them.
A player's come out and said it, so I've got to take that.
But yeah, you say that, but again, so I'm not going to too long, but AFTV exists today, has existed when things were hell, and there was hell, and somehow we're out of it. So I'm not...
You're not out of it.
What do you mean?
Every time the end of the season comes, they start
you're
getting...
You're both right,
again,
bro.
Arteta came in, like I said, what you lot said, we were not a top side, bro. We were not a top side.
You know what it is? I think we don't have players like that anymore. You're right, Bellerin and a couple other man, Xhaka, you're probably affected by what's going on. But we
you
don't.
You booed Xhaka out the building.
Man. It's just, they're reactionary, innit?
All right, boys, Ijo or Lowry, man?
I'm saying Lowry, man.
It's a mad one, yeah, because I don't think you win a league with Arteta, yeah?
Seriously?
I don't think you win one.
At the moment. No.
But I'm not sure who you bring in that's going to win you a league either.
I think
you lot are done 15 years.
Are we Lowry him or is it Ijo, boys?
I'd Low him.
So Loons and Dan have Lowed him. Poet? You said he's a half Egypt.
But I'm allowing him.
You said he's an Egypt with a chain.
No, but this is the facts. This is the facts. We're doing Egypt or allow him, yeah? I cannot allow him. There's no grounds to allow him.
There's what? No grounds to allow Arteta.
You're in the conversation of titles. You have to allow him for that alone.
Cool. But at the same time, you're there now and you're doing Egypt stuff. Man has
but
to breathe.
But you weren't there
bro,
before.
Bro. If Slot bought, I don't even know, he's dead Huntler or something now.
Is he still an idiot because he copped him and we're doing what we're doing? No. He sees something we don't.
Steve-O, is he an idiot or are you allowing him?
I think you should. Kevin says allow him.
What?
But Steve-O.
That's my real name, bro.
Oh, he's Slim Shady or something.
Yeah. That's because I understand how shit works, yeah? But Steve-O, the madman, says, idiot.
Idiot.
Yeah, there you go.
Can I see that? Andre says,
Brother.
That's not original, is it?
Furthermore, he goes, can I ask you something? And it's just making a sense.
Yeah, but I understand. You don't understand. You know? I just tried to
mocking.
Get the.
Oh, he's mocking me.
I just tried to get the.
Oh, sorry.
The laugh. So, boys, listen. We've done idiot or allow him. But bigger than that, we're in January and there's been no. Real January transfer, yeah.
Isn't it? Marlon?
Yeah, Donnell Marlon, isn't it?
But yeah, today we're going to go down memory lane and just go through some of the... So I'm going to throw January transfers at you and you can rank them out of 10, innit? Has anyone got a favourite so far?
Like what that we want to see?
First January transfer that's come to your head.
Ever.
Lippy, I know what you're going to say.
Probably Suarez off the top of my head.
I respect that, you know, because you know my first one came to my cranium. Arshavin.
Is it? So it was the reverse of what I thought it was going to be.
I think the biggest January transfer is the one that almost happened that never happened.
Which was?
Odom Wengi.
That on FM, that's Determination 20. I think the biggest transfer that happened,
you know what I'm
but ended up being the biggest flop.
Decision making zero.
Free. It's not even white, it's grayed out.
The biggest January transfer, I think that was a flop. It actually exists on that table.
What?
With an FT. Fernando Torres.
No. He repaid his debts.
What, because of that one game?
What, because of that one game against Barcelona? It wasn't even a game.
We won that Champions League, bro. I'm telling you, that is my debts paid.
Drogba won you that Champions League.
When it's Torres' birthday, Chelsea put up, happy birthday. And he won the corner. And he won the corner that scored the header from.
All right, can I ask you a question? You see that goal he scores against Barcelona? Weren't you lot already through anyway?
No. Oh, no, we were.
Thank you.
Yeah,
no, we had to win the game.
Yeah, at 2-1. Did you see how the game was going? That killed the game.
Well, that wasn't a winning goal.
It's one of the biggest moments in Chelsea history.
You
were getting pressured. They just had a corner. My man ran up the other pitch and rounded the keeper.
The other pitch.
I'm not trying to take the...
Yeah.
I'm
the other the pitch.
That's more... Did I say that? Yeah. I said run up the pitch. I thought you said run up the pitch.
All right, Loons. Pick a number
from 1 to 12?
7.
You pick number 7. You've gone for Andy Cole. It was a January move, but it wasn't in a January window, by the way.
They weren't. There was, that's when you can make a transfers all year round, anytime you want.
So he moved from Newcastle for 7 mil. He won 5 Prems, 2 FA Cups, 1 Champions League.
I remember the fans outside St. James's Park. Kevin Keegan was on the top of the stairs. He goes, don't worry.
Crying.
I'll fix it.
Oh, hey. Is that what that means?
A year later, he fixed it.
So summer. I think was it summer.
So rank that signing out of ten
for who? Just in general for United
for United. Rank that move out of 10.
Seven.
I think it's higher.
That's 10, bro. That's 10.
Well, Andy Cole.
Andy Cole to Man United when wins a treble 4 years later.
I got a couple songs that were these are some of the biggest songs in the world. January '95, by the way. Yeah.
Got you.
Creep by TLC.
You weren't alive.
Yeah, just creeping on.
I was born in 95. Actually, I was born in April. I wasn't born yet.
He wasn't even alive when Creep dropped.
You see what? Quickly, yeah. You see when gal say, "Oh, I just want that love in like 90s R&B." Yeah, that song, Creep, is talking about cheating. Well, guess what? Do y'all want that?
On Bended Knee by Boyz II Men.
Down on Bended Knee.
Who? On Bended Knee, Boyz II Men.
Stay
Another Day, East 17.
Aye.
Stay now, baby, if you got to go away.
And last but not least, Cotton Eye Joe.
Him and Cotton Eye Joe, I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from?
That was a birthday.
So now, how'd you rate that signing?
8.
Yeah. It's a nine.
He went up.
It's gotta be 9.
Nah, that's a great signing, boy. That's a great, great, great signing.
How much was he?
7 mil.
7 mil, but that was big. But
so what's the equivalent like? So what's 7 mil today, do you reckon?
That's like 25.
No, that's more than that.
That's more than
way.
That.
No.
106.
No, man. I think the highest transfer in England then was, I want to say like 7.5 mil.
No, that was him.
No. Roy Keane moved for 7.5 mil.
He did not.
Roy Keane. Yeah. Someone else moved for 7.5 mil.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Nope.
No, Canada was 1 million.
Nope. Yeah.
Because if that was the biggest transfer at the time, you're talking about at least 60, 70 mil plus for Andy Cole today.
Andy Cole was a guest on Filthy, so that's a 10 for me.
Big up Andy Cole. Recently, I've been seeing he's been doing a lot for the Kevin Campbell Foundation. Loads for it, to be honest with you. So big up him, man.
Big up the Kevin Campbell Foundation as well.
Go on, Lippy.
I've got to rank it down from a 10 to a 9.
Why?
Because he's from Nottingham.
Mm.
And he has a London accent. And I think that stinks.
So 5 Prems. 2 FA Cups, 1 Champions League, no pens, by the way.
100 club, no pens.
100 club, no pens.
Cold.
Who else can say that?
That's serious.
Drogba.
Suarez.
What? No, he can't.
No, Suarez can't.
He's definitely scored pens.
Loads of pens.
I remember arguing with Frank Lampard about
pens. He would have got to 100 without those pens.
No, he wouldn't have.
Yes, he did.
Do you care when players... See, like when Andy Cole says that and he says like no pens and he obviously means something to him. Do the players that do get pens, like Cole Palmer, for instance, at the moment... Are we taking stuff away from him?
No, you're not taking stuff away from him because it's a hard situation, but only one player can take a penalty. Only one player could take a penalty.
Yeah.
And for example, Nicholas Jackson for Chelsea, if he was their penalty taker and he scored all of them, he would have been higher up the goal charts and we wouldn't be laughing at him. Do you know what I'm saying?
He actually sat there and we asked him, why didn't you take pens? He said, bro, I can score. I shouldn't need to take pens. I think that's ice cold, if you ask me.
The team's best penalty taker takes the pen.
Yeah,
that's it.
And think about it. By the time he's come to the club, Cantona's there. There's other people there that clearly are going to have... So for him to still, under them circumstances, be the top 100, that's crazy.
How, do you know what? How does it, how do you test it? Like, how do you decide at a club who's the penalty taker?
Penalty shooter. Is that a training?
Exactly.
Penalty
shooter. But how do you decide that? Is it, you take 20
he
in a
must
row?
Have lost. He must have lost. No, I'll be honest. He must have lost the penalty shootout. See, start of the season, pre-season penalty shootout, he lost everything.
Because it's pressure.
He must have.
This is not
he
must have.
Lost. See that, brother, it's Wenger. I remember Wenger used to, I don't know how, but he used to do shootouts like often, and Loren always used to win them. So Loren was our penalty taker. And I can't remember him ever missing a penalty.
Yeah, but at Lippy, you can't even say that because for a period of time, Arsene Wenger done whoever got fouled, the other person took the penalty. So if Henri got fouled, Pires would take it. If Pires got fouled, Henri would take it. If Lauren got fouled, God knows who's taking it. So yes.
Boys, can I just say, the clubs that I've been at a club, you test, you do penalties. So
not every club.
So the best
part,
so the best person. Like what I'm saying, it's so mad that you lot. What a stupid question! How do you find out who's the best penalty taker? You take penalties, Dan.
That wasn't my question.
Was it not? He was.
No, it wasn't. No, I was just like, it was a bolted on. Like obviously, that's the first question I'm trying to.
No,
look
but let's
for
have it right. These men aren't under 12s, bro. Like they know what they can do. Yeah, so a man will say, Gaffard, I'm good.
I'll take it. Yeah.
And then he'll be out of the comfort because it's. Let's have it right. The best penalty takers are the guys that want to take it, innit?
You got to be a bit tapped as well. You got to be a little bit. See, like Cole Palmer. Like
egomaniac.
He's got that, don't worry about penalties, that temperament, innit?
Yeah, we're done with penalties. Okay, don't worry about that.
Go on.
Lippy, pick a number from 1 to 12.
4.
Number 4, you've picked Gary Cahill.
Good centre back.
Bolton to Chelsea.
Gary Cahill went from Bolton to Chelsea for 7 mil. 2 Prems, 2 FA Cups, 1 Carabao, 1 Champions League, 1 Europa League.
For 7 mil in
bargain.
2012.
That's great money.
That's an elite signing.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Dan, how do you remember Gary Cahill?
Fondly, but I wouldn't say he's like a
it's not glamorous.
Legend. Like he's the one where you come up with his name and you're just like, oh yeah, he was class when you look at what he did. But I'll be honest, at the time, that version of John Terry, you could have had anyone next to him.
2 Europa Leagues.
That's a fact. Anyone right-footed next to John Terry, he was doing
all right. Oh, you're taking away from him a bit.
No, but I'm saying I watched John Terry be there with Gallas, Carvalho, Ivanovic at times, Cahill.
Yeah, but this is 2012, Cahill. This is 2012 John Terry,
No, but I'm saying 2012 John Terry.
Yeah, man, doing scissor kick.
Bro.
Scissor kick finishes
we won
that.
Champions League doing that year when he needs Suarez.
Go on, Steve-O.
I mean...
At that moment, because this is important as well, when you signed Gary Cahill, what was there people out injured? Was it an emergency one? Like, did he come in and save your team? Did he come in and shore it up? Can you remember?
We were halfway through the season, yeah? We weren't doing well. I think it was it Avram Grant?
Villas-Boas.
Di Matteo came in. Yeah?
Di Matteo's there now.
Di Matteo came in, and we instantly started to find a bit of form. Cahill came in. I think it took him a few games to even like really start because we had...
His contract was going to done at the end of the season.
Who?
Cahill.
Yeah.
That's why it was so cheap.
But he came in immediately. I remember thinking at the time, you can't really play these two next to each other because they're similar-ish. John Terry can read the
Did
game.
Did you win the Champions League that season?
Yeah.
Now that's a top signing, man.
It's crazy. And he played in those games. And he played.
So the summer... Just before that January that you signed Cahill, you signed David Luiz.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was the riskiest centre-back we've ever seen.
But he was good.
He's a modern-day centre-back. I remember.
Yes.
He is, I called him at the time, an attacking centre-back. He only really cared about free kicks.
That's when all the commentators were saying he should play in midfield. Oh, he's so good.
Boys, you know what's funny about this as well? Midfield. Just like when they signed Calafiori and all these players, Marinos, and they gassed it up, they've done the same with Luiz. They tried to argue me that what a great signing.
He was good.
No, David Luiz is a good player.
For Chelsea.
13 years ago.
Arsenal.
Where was everyone in 2012 when Gary Cahill signed?
2012.
Vegas.
I turned.
You was in your van, don't do that.
I was 20.
My 30th.
That was my first year out of education.
What?
At 20?
Yeah. I was at college.
Oh, yeah.
Serious?
Got you.
Year before, yeah.
I just joined college.
What was I doing?
Where was you done?
I think I was real outside, you know. Was that 13 years ago?
You was inside, didn't it?
No. Just not guilty. Mums.
All right, here's some of the biggest songs in the world. January 2012, yeah? We Found Love, Rihanna.
Banger.
Sexy and I Know It, LMFAO.
I know what era this was.
this is that era. Paradise, Coldplay, come on.
Para.
This is when rap weren't good.
No. Yeah, you know who were. You know what your rap song was at? Free. Ooh. What I played that.
What
when
song
I
is
came.
That?
Freeway. He would know. He was outside.
Freeway. Oh what my God. Free.
Is that?
Ooh.
No, I know what song you're talking about. But.
Ooh. You saw you were inside.
Yeah, no.
Free.
Man called it a rap song and then did that.
Gary Cahill out of 10, boys.
8.
I'll give him a 7 because I gave the other one an 8. So I can't give him level or...
Bro, considering they had signed David Luiz, he seemed like he flopped. They then go on to win the Champions League.
Done bad in the league though.
I don't care. I'm saying...
Man can't close line you like that. Broad daylight. That's crazy. That was crazy, bro.
It can't be like that. It can't be like that, man. For content.
I lose.
For content.
He's killed you.
You're a prick. No, I wouldn't do that to him. Not for content. Never.
But he did it.
I went on the spectrum.
But I'd say it's a great one, so I'm giving it a 9.
What?
9?
I agree.
I just explained to you. They were flopping. He's come in. They've ended up winning the Champions League and pulling it back. That's a 9 signing in January, right?
And let's be clear. Everyone's going to rate it differently. So I'm going to go value for money and result. Like, if you buy someone cheap and do everything, come on, man.
Come on. So some of these, Mike.
I'm still giving it an 8 because I put Andy Cole as an 8. They should probably be 9s, but I don't know.
Andy Cole didn't start too well at United, though.
All right, let's be clear, boys. If you rate Andy Cole 10, it doesn't mean you can't rate Gary Cahill 10. You get me?
You'd just be different reasons.
Yeah.
No, yeah. And it's a defender versus a striker.
All my signings are for the same reasons, innit? That's why.
So what rate are we giving Gary Cahill?
I'll give him a 7. Because do you know why? Initially, it's an 8-9 first season. But Premier, where they finished in the league, overall, I'll say 7. Yeah, man. Yeah.
We definitely won 2 leagues with him, though. As well.
Yeah. You rated it high, right?
Yeah, he said 9.
Go on, Paul.
If I give him Andy Cole a 10, and you're right, he started bad. He'd done that miss against Blackburn West Ham in the final game. But then he went on to win. So to me, the redemption was cold. Whereas with Gary Cahill, it didn't start off sensational. It started off all right. Like, he won the Champions League when they were doing badly in the league. And then the following season, doesn't Di Matteo get fired 3 months into the job or something like that?
Don't go seasons ahead. Let's just do that.
Well, I have to, but he was there for a period of time.
Champions League, leave it there.
No, because you said loads of things that he'd done. So I'm going to talk about loads. Once Paul, you had your time.
Don't do that voice to me. Don't do that voice to me.
Back to Cahill. Yeah, I'm going 7.5. I don't think it was as great.
Oh, adding 0.5s, yeah?
Yeah, why not, man?
I want 7.5, then.
I want 7.5.
Yeah. So I'm setting trends. Is this it? In 2025, we're still here setting trends. 7.5. You're going to go half as well?
No, I was going to say, you know, with the Andy Cole one, because he went on 20 years later to do, like, things. I'm going to then talk about his transfer. Jesus Christ. You've just done Gary Cahill for seasons after.
Yeah, but if you're signing, when you sign someone, yeah, Dick, you have to, especially players that aren't playing no more, you're going to pre their whole time there.
I've got all this.
So it's like, yeah. So the three factors, yeah, should be the price, yeah?
The result.
The price and the circumstances you're getting them, yeah? The initial impact and the overall impact. Simple.
That's and the overall impact was beast.
I've got 7.5 on Cahill, 8.5 at Andy Cole.
Dan, pick a number from 1 to 12.
You can't count 12. That far.
You picked 12.
What's the square root of 81?
9.
What's the square root?
What's that? No, you tried something. Get back on.
Get back on. Well done, man.
Get back on, man. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Daddy got you.
Hey, remember, I act stupid. Yeah? They all know the square root of 81. They know the answer right now. I know it. So you see, when someone acts bad, what's the square root of 81? 9.
It's true. You have to know.
They don't know nothing else. These two don't know nothing else.
He made sure he knows that one, bro.
Dan picked number 12, boys,
which is the square root of 144.
I don't know how he done this, but it's Branislav Ivanovic.
Ooh,
bro, who'd you not get him from?
9 million from Lokomotiv Moscow.
I think that's a better one than Cahill.
1 minute.
I'll give that a 9.
3 Prems, 3 FA Cups, 1 Carabao, or whatever it was called back then, 1 Community Shield, if you want to count that, a Champions League and a Europa League.
He scored the goal in the Europa League final.
I'm going 9. Bro, this guy scored goals. A machine, and he could play right back or centre right.
Did
half.
He start great for you? I don't know, that doesn't matter. But I'm saying.
No. Bro. Let's have it right. He didn't play.
Yeah, but he came to break into the squad.
I'm just letting man know, when he joined in Jan, you didn't see him that season.
I'll give him, he's top. You know why? You sent a scout to Lokomotiv Moscow. That's wickedness.
And to be fair, I'm not sure if anyone played like the son like version of
what
the thing like fantasy football, yeah. But he would bag points every year. It was him. He was like the top man in that.
By the way, boys, this was 2008. Where were you lot?
Year 11.
To snap my cruciate ligament.
No, wait, January.
What team did you play for?
Bournemouth.
You snapped your what?
Cruciate ligament. Ended last game, last year in football. That.
Sorry, man.
I just wrote Never Gonna Blow with Scribbs. My thing.
Come on.
That was cold.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, watch is still broken. Jan 2008, where were you then?
What would I have been? Nah, I would have been like...
Dan, yeah. I don't know how old you are.
But I'm 35.
Is it?
Yeah.
What year is that?
Nah, I was 2 years, I was in my second year of college. Probably. Or third year of college. No, I finished college.
At 25?
Oh, no, I was in a nightmare. I was in a bad place.
At 35?
No, 25. It's 10 years. It's not, it's 12, isn't it? 23.
Wow. What's the square root of 81, Steve? Wow.
Dan, Loons, where were you?
Oh, wait.
18.
Wait, 2008. 2012, I beat the case. 2011.
I had a big case that year as well.
2008, I was...
Doing Westwood with Smogs.
2008, I was big myself up, recovering from being shot.
Oh, wow.
Big him up.
All right, cool. <Not that much. laughs> All right, cool. Well, this is Flo Rida Low. Flo Rida and T-Pain Low.
What's the logo?
Should he go, low. Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis.
Yeah, I remember hearing
that's
all that.
That's a Jamaican classic.
I remember hearing all that.
Alicia Keys,
can
no
I
one. Do,
can I give a shout
Jamaican
out to
Jamaican classic.
I remember hearing all that.
Go on,
can I shout someone out? There's a guy called Donald, and he done a version of Bleeding Love on Britain's Got Talent.
Hmm.
So Donald's quite, I'm doing his thing on TikTok now. So big up Donald.
In what year? Because we're in 2000.
No. What just happened?
He's just making someone up on TikTok.
Big up Donald.
That can still make money in America now. So
I think Chipmunk dropped, Who Am I that year, you know?
Yeah, this is a crazy year.
Oh wait. Think about big it, up Ivanovic.
Is that when he proper just licked off, like he started?
This is when he landed, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was in year eight.
And do you know why I like Ivanovic a bit more than Kayle? Sorry to compare the two. I can remember what Ivanovic done years later for Chelsea. Like even the goal in the final, the contributions, even got bit
big
by
bum.
Luis Suarez.
Big bum.
You can keep it to yourself. So yeah, I remember his contributions.
Sorry, Jordy. What did you say?
We were going to forget Ivanovic, what he was dealing with. Is that what we did?
Do you want Vuj here? I can FaceTime Vuj. Vuj used to speak about every
Lippy.
Single week. It's
Lippy.
Mad.
Ivanovic. What did he have?
What do you mean?
Lippy, I like Ivanovic had a big bum.
Oh, whoa. I would, man. I've never thought about it like that. But on a football, the way you say it in football terms is he just had a good structure for battles.
Rate the signing, go on.
You know what? Shall I tell you the truth, yeah? I didn't rate Ivanovic until like towards the end. Because like year 11, you know, you're just a little agenda.
Yeah,
you,
I know what
like,
you mean.
Comparing him to like Cafu and all of these, man. But when you get older, like he was a footballer, like as I turned into a man. And that's when and being a right back as well, that's when you realise, yeah, this guy is the real
sorry
deal.
Sorry, wasn't he centre back first?
He was a centre back.
He became
for
like
me,
Ben
I
White.
Think he was more a fullback because of his height. He weren't that tall. Was that 6 foot?
No, he's tall. Ivanovic is tall. He was big.
And
wedge. Ivanovic was a big. I couldn't believe he went fullback.
I'm not going to rate his behind.
I'll say 9 out of 10 though.
I'm going to rate Ivanovic as a player. Yeah, like tall, spring.
I didn't rate his behind, by the way.
Strong, decent on the ball.
Yeah, decent.
Could cross. Could set up. I'm giving that an 8.5, man.
I like that.
Solid.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, man.
No. You know what?
Go on.
8.5.
It's 6-1. We're both right. In between. I said six.
You know,
as I got older,
I appreciate players like Ivanovic more. They're less headline, but important cogs.
Very reliable. Went church every Sunday.
But football is about moments. Like in the game, not just throughout the season, moments in the game, winning your duels, running, and he, like, for a young player that needs to know what it looks like to make effort, like, efficiently, watch Ivanovic.
Dan.
That's a machine.
Ivanovic or Azpilicueta?
Ooh!
No, one's better, but one's more of a warrior.
I think he was one of the
the bargains of the Premier League era. Fact, we got him for 11 million. He became Mr. Chelsea.
He was crazy.
And I'm talking at the time, he was the best right back in the world.
He was, bro.
And at the time, he was the best left back in the world, bro.
Who was the best? Who was the best?
He was the best. Who was the best left back around?
Marcelo was the best left back.
No way.
Right back. Would,
he just said
about,
and left back.
Yeah, but you said, oh my, when he said right back. He hadn't said left
Philip
back.
Philip
Lahm. Nah.
Yes.
Nah.
Well, it's the guy we can't mention. Let's have it right.
Who?
The Brazilian who's done the mad thing.
Oh.
Even if we're going to give it to Azby for one season, there was a season he was going crazy.
But it was the latter end.
No one could pass him and he was just flying fullback.
Do you know why he went? Do you know why he wasn't that big though? Every time Adidas done activations, yeah, there would be some players that just didn't get the attention. Cesar went to Marseille to interview loads of different players. Cesar was there in the corner. No one gave a damn. That didn't happen 3 years later.
We move. I'm not asking numbers no more. I'm picking a name. Arsenal fans, Aubameyang.
Oh God.
Aubameyang came to Arsene Wenger for 56 mil. He won an FA Cup and a Community Shield if you want that. He was a Europa League one runner up though. And he was a bags man. Let's have it right.
100%.
Obama blood clout, Yang.
I'll be real. That's my. I was young when we bought Henry and that. That's my favorite Arsenal signing ever.
Who?
I'll be honest.
Aubameyang.
Tell me straight.
What?
100%.
What? What?
Finish, bro. Shout
you out. Did? Of course. Go finish now.
This is where it is. Yeah. I was young when we got Henry. I didn't. When you get Henry,
2009,
just appeared on my telly. Like I didn't know who was linked with anything. I was eight years old.
Can I say though, Lippy? The other day you done a tweet. And you said
Saliba's the best Saliba centre back I've ever
seen. He's the best ball playing centre back I've ever seen.
I said, no, I didn't even say that. I said he's the best, the most comfortable in possession I've seen. That's
Steve,
what I
go on.
Disagree with that.
Who is
you,
it?
You can't disagree
he
with
said,
what he's
he
seen.
Said he's exactly, but he said John Terry.
Rio Ferdinand.
I know who it is, by the way.
John Terry.
No. Thiago Silva. Thiago Silva.
Steve, why'd you bring that up?
Because
he's now, basically trying to say I'm chatting. And I made a big
no,
statement.
No, see? That's not that. I wouldn't know. No.
That voice there is horrible.
No, I'm not saying that.
That voice is horrible. That,
but to say that, your best sign, yeah. I suppose it's your opinion.
Do you know why it is, yeah?
Aubameyang,
shall I tell you why?
Opinion,
shall I tell you why, yeah?
Because not.
The other ones to match up to that is Ozil and Sanchez, yeah? Ozil was unwanted by Real Madrid. No matter what no one says. That's facts, isn't
that's it? Not facts.
Cool.
It is.
Yeah, he was unwanted by Real. They had Bell incoming or whoever, and they just dashed him. There's always a Ozil. It was Di Maria. It was Isco. It was Rezende. They always have
Hammers.
Hammers.
Sorry, not Kaká.
Yeah, Odegaard, Rezende. They always have one of them. But Sanchez again was off the back of Barca. Like he was good, but I kind of thought, yeah, for me, Sanchez was a lot better than I thought. But Aubameyang, for me, is the only Arsenal target that I can think of where he came and he done exactly what he done where he came from. He just hit the ground running. He's one of them signings, yeah? If we had him in this era, or in the era where we weren't winning trophies before, yeah? And we were like, just...
He
like,
was not
the... Nah, man. We got him off the back of finishing eighth and all these... If he was in a proper team... Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go on.
But carry on. We didn't, but carry on.
Oh, no, we didn't. It was Wenger. Wenger bought him.
If he's... Okay, if he...
But
no,
we were
story.
Bad, though. We were boys, bad. Lippy. Lucas Perez and all that.
Lippy, if he's your favourite ever signing, are you marking him a 10?
Nah. that's a separate conversation.
I love Lippy, you
that's,
know.
That's got to be honest.
That's 2018, by the way.
Remember, we just got Mkhitaryan. Everything was going wrong. Anyone we brought in was just dead.
It looked crazy.
I'd like to know when Lippy can remember transfers. Like, so like when did you was born when Henry and them man come and all
not
the rest
born,
of it.
Born, but like I was little.
Yeah, you're little.
I'll be honest.
I mean, you was here, but
I
you obviously don't
first,
remember.
I'll say the first.
Yeah.
Let me be honest.
He was 8 for Henry. What's wrong with that?
He said he don't know. He didn't see the whole build-up.
You have to remember, when we bought Henry, was there even transfer windows?
Yeah. It was a big, yeah, but Henry was a big
team. No, but there'd probably been transfer windows for like a year or two. Like this was...
So I'm trying to think after Henry, who come after Henry,
like
who was
social
the...
social media and, oh, we're linked with this guy and Rare. It was just Wenger just walks out with some guy. If you knew him, you knew him.
Yellow bar was always prominent. And then what you would see is stories in the press. So the newspaper, you buy the newspaper. And then on top of that, if you had Sky Sports News, you'd watch Sky Sports News. They would just consistently link you with certain people. And I remember the talk about the players that we got beforehand, before getting them. So Henry was a big thing.
Campbell.
Let me ask. I remember Reyes.
Let me ask a Liverpool fan how he feels about Aubameyang move.
I rated that move, to be honest. They got him with Mkhitaryan at the same time. Yeah. Yeah, that was a Dortmund link up, and that's Klopp's team. That was, or Klopp just left, and yeah, I was rating that. That was, they were looking serious.
Would you rate
what? Because with the whole everything, you know what, gonna lose him a point. That Blama Bob blood clout Yang. That's gonna gonna lose
fault,
a point. So,
Troops is full.
So 6-5.
Leave Troops alone.
Now he bought Sakura chain. I didn't like that.
I'll give him an 8.
Again, 6-5. Little chilly.
6-5. Little chilly. Little
nah, 7.5. 7.5.
7.5 sounds about right.
All
right.
Curveball Jan signing, yeah? Seamus Coleman, 2009. 600 bags.
Nine.
Nine for what, though?
You're the best.
No, man.
Where did he come from? Cork or something?
Sligo Rovers.
Same thing. That's court reserves.
He won absolutely no trophies, but he's represented.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
He's gone to Europe.
Did they finish top seven or fifth for loads, yeah, like loads of seasons Moyes in a row?
He weren't there in that fifth.
Yes,
season.
He was. What are you talking about?
Loons, why shouldn't we rate that transfer?
Because Everton is one of England's statement clubs, and ever since he's been there, they've been battling relegation. Like,
that's not true. I just told you, under Moyes.
No, it weren't Moyes.
He was there under Moyes.
No, not for the Champions League thing.
No.
He was part of good Everton, 100%.
Yeah, when Moyes done five consecutive seasons in the top seven, I think it was something like that.
He was there.
He's there. Linchpin.
Let me ask Steve-O, and listen, I'm not poking holes in your story. I need to remember.
Go on.
Did he start or was it Tony Hibbert?
It was him.
It was definitely him.
No, it weren't definitely no one.
When they was flying.
Bro, when Everton were good, he was 100%.
It was
their
him
right back,
and Leighton Baines the other side.
We're talking about one of the most honest right backs.
Bro, he was
ever.
Cold, yeah. Bro.
Seamus Coleman was ridiculous.
No, because he's a proper right back. You know, certain man are right back. That's the only position he
ever played. He's only a right back anywhere else.
Right wing, left back, rear. That is a right back.
I feel like if he had, say, I don't know, he was a little bit older or so on and so forth, and he played in the Premier League earlier. I feel like he goes Man United. I feel like he would have been the perfect replacement for someone like Gary Neville.
If he's older or younger, if he was 5 years older, 5 years younger, his career would have been way better.
600 bags, man.
600 from Sligo.
Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? That's a property.
That's a property.
That's a gap.
In the ends.
That can't be less than an 8.
Single ladies by Beyonce.
No way.
Don't like it.
Hallelujah, Alexander Burke, who I liked a lot at the time. I remember her, man.
Too religious.
Did you say too religious?
yeah. I don't know what to do with that.
Way too religious. Fun fact.
Go ahead.
Do we know who Alex Burke's mum is? Or what group she was in?
No, go on.
What was she in?
She was in Soul to Soul.
Oh, no wow. Way.
Mm. She's a wonder kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's crazy. That's mad.
No,
are you lying? Are you lying?
No.
You say
no.
Is that a wonder kid?
Is that a wonder kid or a nepo baby?
No, his mum. No. One second. Her mum was in Soul to Soul.
Yes.
Was that make her a wonder kid?
That's why I'm asking him.
Yeah, he's
Ronaldinho's son is but he's a wonder kid though.
We wondering about the kid.
See, but I've been looking for those five consecutive seasons in the top seven. I found four.
Then give us four.
No,
then, bro.
Not five.
Four. This guy's on you.
All right, it's Dan, rate Seamus Coleman for 600 bags out of 10.
I just think the value in that is just
60. Yeah.
60 bags.
What?
10 out of 10.
We've just heard that Seamus Coleman was in fact 60,000.
I did a zero by accident.
1,000.
A week's
pounds.
Wages.
It was 60. All right, Loons, you don't get to vote.
A week's wages. No, it's respectable now. It's a week's wages. It's a week's wages.
It's a down payment on a yard.
It's a week's wages, bro.
60 bags. That's four council houses.
Boys, I got it wrong. It wasn't 600 bags. My fingers are fat. I put an extra zero.
He lost the point for getting a career threatening blister. He lost the point for that.
What do you mean?
A career threatening blister.
Blisters are crazy,
blisters,
you know?
Serious.
They can turn, like, if they go mad.
By your size, man.
Look at these man just reading.
One sec. Like, there's one thing you didn't know. Did you know that he was manager of Everton?
Yes, interim.
Recently. Yeah. He won against
No way.
What team's that?
Are you, man? If they this ain't them. A 10, I've never seen a 10 in my life.
This has to be 15. It's a 10.
Do you know what it is? You can't. This ain't about all the transfers ever. It's just isolated transfer. 09. 60 bags. You go and get a player that becomes one of your club's best players ever in the position. That's a 10.
10.
That's a 10.
The best January transfer ever.
It's the best January transfer ever.
That's the biggest transfer ever.
Here we go, here we go. One sec, one sec.
I'm a realist, man. There's no sentiment in football. That 60 bands was well spent, yeah? Because that's where it is, 60 bands. Because it's a bat. I see that 60 bands. You got my 60 bands.
The man who could have bought it.
You get me? But, yeah? Imagine 60 bands, you could have Seamus Coleman in your crib. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, go shop, Seamus.
No, but you, you have to pay him, right?
Shop. You gotta pay him.
You gotta pay him weekly.
No, I was just saying, isn't it? Yeah, 60 bands.
He was shorting so quick. I got a Seamus Coleman for
something. Yeah, I'll show you. But I'm saying, it's good money when you technically think about it like he's an M3 or something, yeah? But he won nothing. So, and the blister.
He plays for Everton.
Brother?
What bro, do you? He plays right back. Ray out of 10. For Everton.
Loons, what you got there for me? Hey, bro, I got Seamus Coleman. I got a right backs.
A right back.
Imagine I got a right back. I'm moving like that George Mendes that had Tevez and Mascherano. I'm just loaning him.
It's true. It's true.
I bought him 60 bands and say go. Yeah. Give me your wages,
but
though.
I think he's top 10 right back. Prem right backs
ever
that I've seen
easily.
Easy.
Bro, we ain't got to talk. This was supposed to be quick.
Listen, you remember what happened in the left back episode? Be careful.
All right, it's time. 2017, £75 million from Southampton. His name is Virgil van Dijk.
That's a big signing.
It's not as big as some of the ones we've heard.
He's hit the Champions League final 3 times. To be fair.
Colossal.
How much was he?
£75 million. Bad and Bougie was out, by the way.
It sounded better.
Look bad, I left off Bad and Bougie. Is it look I'm bad, I got left off Bad and Bougie.
And, you know what I'm saying? And he's the best centre back in the world.
Yes, been.
Shall I tell you why it's not a 10 though?
Go on.
Because I feel like the Prem do this thing where they're like, go on, littler club, go buy the talent and let's see how he is. And he's like, oh yeah, he's good. We'll buy him for 20 times more than you paid for.
He got farmed.
Yeah, I think he got farmed. I think it was a Mascherano or Tevez one. Industry plant.
I'm going to say 9.5, yeah? Not quite the 10.
Okay.
Yeah, he would have got the, I don't know what could have got him the 10, but it was the whole down feeling of losing the best 10 in the world at the time, Philly Coutinho. We lost him in January, and then we got Van Dijk.
Wait,
and
Paul, just go back. You said the best 10 in the world at the time.
Yeah, he was. 125.
Stinks. Well, Messi, I want you to remember
Messi,
that. Yeah,
Messi was a 10.
No, he weren't.
Even if he wasn't, still
it doesn't matter.
Let him go.
Keep going. That's better.
There was no one better than Coutinho for me. Anyway, but yeah, we lost him. I felt super down. We got Van Dijk and Alisson. I didn't really know about Alisson, but I knew about Van Dijk from Celtic. I didn't know he was going to do what he's going to do.
This is 2017.
But we had Skrtel. We had Lovren. Agger was gone. We had Lovren. But I knew everyone was on him. Everyone was on him. So when he took that picture by the Christmas tree,
Steve-O.
Great signing, good player. But that's again, I think there's other better centre backs personally. For me, it's like a six signing.
What?
Let me say my go.
These men were trying to get a reaction out of me, boy, but he can't. Virgil speak for himself.
I'm not on this Steve-O.
I love Steve-O.
This guy is a madman. Do you know what it is? Man's got a man. Man has to like consider everything. How much did he cost?
75 million squidly diddlies.
10 mil less than Harry Maguire.
I think that's a lot of dough. When you consider
the dough,
you consider the dough, and the fact that they could have got Celtic could have got him what 12 million or something or whatever.
So because of the farming, you're not really rating it.
Yeah, the farming. You got a. William Saliba now. Yeah. Caught him.
That's gone for cheaper.
Yeah, caught him. Much
him
cheaper.
Innit? Caught him. No trophies. Caught him.
So, like I said, we didn't do the Liverpool thing. Mm-hmm. Cheapskate thing.
straight to the blood.
Yeah.
Man, they're copping drawers. Yeah, man. Big bits.
Mike.
Yeah, so yeah.
We're copping drawers. We're copping the big bit. We're copping the big bit.
Said, listen, straight to the, like, we got the connect, different knock. We said, yo, sent him. You see, Celtic.
You'd have sent Celtic. Him to Celtic.
We would have, we sent him back, but we acquired the package first.
Because we trusted it.
You know what? I agree with you.
What are you going to give him?
No, because we're not saying Van Dijk, player, 12 out of 10. Right?
Yeah. The business.
The business.
Yeah.
So what'd you rate it?
7 out of 10.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
7 out of 10.
It's two different eras, so I'm not going to compare the 60 bags, even though that's ridiculous. I'm going to have to give this like a 9. He's still gone on and in... He's done mad stuff. Even in Klopp's last year, Klopp would have had no trophies if it wasn't for Van Dijk. So, and Virgil always stands up when you need him, apart from that one season when Jack Grealish was at Aston Villa. I don't know what was going on.
I just want to say
that
I did say to everyone, do a 6, let's wind him up, do a 6.
Yeah.
And you went 9. You looked at me, you nodded. So of course I wouldn't have given.
One sec.
No, one sec. But it was a whole team rattling. Maybe I didn't get you, but he got you
next. I would have given him a 7.
Because that was planned. That was planned.
Yeah, I would have given him a 7.
But anyway,
it was meant to be a
so I would give that signing a strong 8.
Yeah. No, but Steve, you know what it is? I heard you say that, but he said 6.5. So
Loon's gone. What are you rating him?
Who?
I said 9.5.
All right. Dan. All right. You're going to stick to it, Dan.
Nah, honestly, what are you rating him?
I rate Van Dijk, yeah? Not as much as him and not as much as most. I do think he's good, but I just think he just does the aura thing. And I just don't love how he defends that. He thinks he can just disarm you from the ball, bro. But whenever someone says, nah, let's go for it, like I've seen him get absolutely bun.
You will, though.
I've seen him
stick
it. No, but it's because he's older now. Even before, I was seeing Morata running ragged. Morata. Anyway, this is where my thinking's at, yeah? I'm not a million miles off you two.
That was fake, bro.
Now, my one was real. I was going to do, man, 7.5. I don't know. Taking inflation into consideration, yeah?
That's a bar.
75 million divided by 60,000 is 1,250 Seamus Colemans.
How many Seamus Colemans going to one?
The whole strip would have been yours. You could have had a league of Colemans. Coleman League. You could have had Coleman League.
Bro, do you know how many Seamus Colemans you could get for one Van Dijk?
But you could have had a Coleman in every league. Bro, your line would have been crazy.
You get a Coleman and you get a Coleman. You get a Coleman.
Nothing's, there's no trophies though, remember that.
Nah, don't.
No. We're talking, I'll get a Seamus Colemans and it's all his career. I get nothing but pain.
What was your final score?
1,250. I'm going to give him a 6 because especially if you put him like Aberdeen, gone. Yeah. You're gone.
We got to wrap this up, but I got honourable mentions.
Filipe Coutinho.
Coutinho, yeah. You got
from
him,
the source.
You got him from 8 mil, you sold him for 100.
8 mil.
That's good. Luis Suarez came, but he bit a January signing and was racist to another January signing.
Berbatov,
Vidic. Defoe. Ooh.
I love them. I love the Vidic and Ivanovic ones though.
Evra. Trossard.
Arshavin. Bad boy.
Bruno Fernandes.
Wow.
Overrated.
Bruno,
that's a good one.
That, you know?
Overrated.
That's a good one. That.
Bruno was amazing. Bruno is still amazing. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Another one.
That's a 9 there, mate.
Yeah,
Bruno.
Big up our honourable signings. Maybe we could talk about him next week, innit? We just cut through more. There's loads because no one's signing.
Can
anyone.
We do worse next week?
we could do worse. By the way, we called Gakpo a bad signing.
Say sorry. I watched that episode. Say sorry. Say sorry, man. It's cool.
To be honest with you, I don't think we have to say sorry yet.
Yeah, what?
Don't worry.
What? Are you spat in my face?
Okay. No, don't say that.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month.
Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.